It's good to be here this morning, man. I'm going to touch upon something that I probably have never, I've never read this passage of scripture before last night. There's a message that's been on my mind for probably nearly a month. It seems like it is, I think every week, and I'm going to get a preacher's message. And then there's something else popped up. Last night there was something else popped up. And I went to bed thinking about it. I got up, I woke up thinking about it. And it's still there, and we're going to preach about it. I hope I'm saying this book, the Bible, right, will be big. In the 17th chapter, and the 11th verse, and it said this, and the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that made the atonement for your soul. When I read that, why, I just kind of, my mind just kind of went through the scriptures and I thought of the Lamb. And I know Leviticus was prophesying about the risen Savior. I know today that we have talked about the blood ever since we've been here, and it just kind of made sense. But I thought about Jesus, the Lamb, as often as He's praying. I thought about, and I went back and tried to find Him. I never could find where He built Him an altar. I never could find where that He was praying in an altar, but I found where He prayed and prayed and prayed. One day He went out into the mountain. And the Bible said He continued in prayer all night. Many times you find the Lord in prayer. It said the life is in the blood, and I have given it to you up on the altar to make an atonement for your soul. Brother, I read through the scripture we're going, before we really get started, one more verse, you'll find in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Once for all, I believe whenever He went to an altar of His heart, I thought of the time that He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed so earnestly. His sweat became as great, great drops of blood falling up on the ground. Wherever it was at, He made atonement up on the altar. What do you think? This little bench, is an altar of prayer. He made atonement up on the altar. We feel like going to Him in prayer, pouring out our hearts to Him, He's already been there. He made atonement. Now listen, what agony He was in. In the Garden of Gethsemane, there was a garden where God made man in His own image, after His own likeness. And He gave them life. And in that life, He expected them
to serve him. Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, I prayed, I listened, what agony, I don't know exactly where he had an altar, but an altar of his heart.
Yeah.
He felt like praying. An altar of your heart. You may be going down the road, and I appreciate the altar that we have this morning, that the atonement is in the blood. The atonement, it's made by the blood, and it was applied one time for all mankind. I appreciate the sinners coming, pouring their heart out to Jesus. Jesus had already shed the blood and made the atonement. Listen, our help, our hope is in the blood. This morning, and we go back, I listen in repentance, in prayer, where the atonement was made for our sin and our hell. You may come to an altar, and you may stay there, brother, listen, whenever you feel like going, you need to go, because the blood has already been shed. It'll never be shed again.
Amen.
Lost. His body will never be broken again. Lost. For all. Listen. We have everything that we can think about we want. We don't maybe need to repent every time we pray. There's tons of stuff in our life, brother, that we begin to pray about. He said, come unto me, all that is heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Listen, I need to learn of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to learn more and more every day.
Amen.
Man, aren't you glad
that
he loved us enough not to make the atonement up on the altar, that we could go there, and get help, whenever you need water, you know where it's at, you go get it, whenever you need food, listen, for the body, you know where it's at, you go get it, boys, whenever you need a drink, for the thirsty soul, you know where it's at, the atonement's done and been made.
Yeah.
Listen, one time the plagues had already begun. Aaron run in amongst the congregation and he offered up an atonement. He made an atonement. He stood between life and death. Brother, and he made an atonement there for the people. And it stopped.
Yeah.
Right there. Listen. We don't have to go to hell this morning. I know we've been in Sunday school and the mark of the beast and all of that. Boys, I tell you what, there's not enough of devils in hell to break down the altar that the Lord performed in your heart. And there's not enough of devils listen to destroy the atonement that he made for me and you. And I tell you what, we got him made. We got a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And they will destroy you. They will do anything that they can to destroy you. But the Bible said that he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He said, I will go with you all the way in troublesome times, in hard times, in times of hunger, in times of famine. Brother, we have Jesus. I don't care where you have to go. You always got an altar.
Amen.
You're here in your heart.
Amen.
It's good to come and pray. And that's what it's set up for. But in case you're somewhere you can't get to the pastor, you can't get to the good high sisters and brothers of the church. Y'all are somewhere. Brother, listen, Jesus will always be there.
Yeah.
He will always bow at an altar of your heart. Jesus established that.
Yeah.
And up on the altar, he applied the blood. It's in the blood. Life is in the blood. Listen, no man die, he shall never die. John said, though a man die, he shall never die. I will save that and set apart. I got a sin that under the blood of the Lamb. We live forever. We have an eternal life.
Amen.
Through the blood.
Yeah.
That was one once. For all. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Yeah.
We ought to give him the praise and the honor and glory. He gets pushed aside. But because of pride. Because of pride. We're to let him know that we love him.
Amen.
Listen. And when you need help, I don't care what you're going on. Use that altar.
That's
his deal. You can find help. Because the blood was applied upon the altar. Listen. How that Jesus must have suffered, bled and died for me and you. That we always, wherever we're at, whatever we're doing, we find help. And an altar of prayer. Sometimes repenting. Lord, I'm sorry that I come short. Lord, I just need a refreshing time from you. I just need to be refreshed. With the Holy Ghost power of God. I need the Holy Ghost. To come down on me. To make me know that everything is all right between me and you. What a good feeling to know that everything is all right. Out of the fellowship of God, we're dead. Doomed for a devil's hell. Spiritually dead. All the likes that burn us. And in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes and in torment. You don't want to go there. But the blood was applied on the altar. And he made atonement. Mm-hmm. Ain't it wonderful? Mm-hmm. Jesus saw us and he made atonement for me. He made atonement for you. He made a way of an escape. You say, preacher, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. Let me tell you something. If God is in the arrangements, he'll make the way. If he's not in arrangements, they ain't no way.
Right.
And we mistreat Jesus. You think about what he's done for us. And how little we do for him. You know, I said this in Sunday school. When I started preaching, and even now, I'm glad that Jesus made a way. When he called me to carry the gospel, I couldn't read and still can't. But my Jesus can. He can make us able to do whatever he wants us to do. But you think about the life in the flesh is in the blood. And the blood was applied upon the altar. That's what it said, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. Are we happy
Amen.
That he made atonement upon the altar for us?
Right.
And I said, I don't know where he used the altar. I don't know where that he bowed upon an altar. But I'm glad that he established altar in her heart.
Amen.
You see, you may think I'm not ready. I may think you're not ready. But how did I know that you didn't pray from the heart?
Yeah.
Lord, help me. Listen. That's the reason he said, judge no man no more. If we take care of self, we'll be doing good. We can make it. Let me tell you something. Revelation scares you to death. But there's rest in Jesus.
Amen.
There's hope in Jesus. There's deliverance in Jesus. He took care of it while he was here. He made the atonement upon an altar. Too many people are ashamed to go to an altar.
Yeah.
How awful to be ashamed of our old one. Mm-hmm. After going to all the trouble he went to, we just go and bow down with an honest heart, Lord. Help me for whatever situation that I'm in, and I will live for you. He expects you to keep that promise.
Wow.
And he made atonement. I just had to, I couldn't go no other way this morning. And I'm glad that everybody talked about the blood, and I kept thinking, they're going to get my blood. They're going to get what I'm going to read. I'll read it anyway, and I'll preach it anyway. That's all I know to do. But I'm glad. It seems like that Jesus is so close. He is so real in our life. He made the atonement for you. And he bowed his head, give up the ghost, went on home to be with the Father. But he's making intercession for me and you today. But he said, I will go with you, whatever comes your way. Don't give up. Don't falter by the wayside. Without Jesus, there is no way. Listen, don't falter just anything you see. Anything says they're the Lord, don't falter. He said, they will come in my name. They will say he's in the desert. He said, go not after him. He's in the street corner. Go not after him. Listen, if it ain't your real, true, genuine blood of the Lamb, don't partake of it. There's power in prayer through the blood this morning. I'm going to ask this to come piano. I'd like for us to stand. If you have a need this morning to come where the atonement was made, you come. I don't read your heart. I don't know what you're thinking about. I don't know. But if you're hung up on something, you know God's wanting you to do something, you're hung up on it. God will make a way for you. If there's a need this morning, here's the altar. There's power in prayer. There's power in the blood. In the broken body, one time.